Czech President Miloš Zeman is in Russia on a five-day official state visit, taking in Sochi, Moscow and Yekaterinburg. He's accompanied by a 130-strong delegation of Czech businessmen, hoping to sign energy and transportation-related contracts worth 20 billion crowns. The visit has fueled further criticism that the president is charting a separate pro-Russian foreign policy, at odds with the official position of the government. Dr. Mark Galeotti is a senior researcher at the Institute of International Relations in Prague, and Dominic Yun began by asking him what President Zeman hopes to achieve with this trip.
Well, I think he enjoys that sense that he is a player on the global stage. I mean, this is the interesting thing, that on the one hand, Zeman wants to be a reassuringly local figure to Czechs, someone who understands their fears and so forth, but he also wants to show that, unlike the other candidates, he is a player.
He's taking with him 130 delegate Czech companies. This is obviously despite the fact that the European Union has levied sanctions on Russia for its annexation of Crimea. So what could the appeal for Zeman be of trying to foster closer business ties with Russia?
Well, we should realise that the sanctions regime against Russia is very specific. It is certainly not a blanket ban on trade. And let's be perfectly honest, part of the president's job is exactly to beat the drum for his country in foreign markets. So that's perfectly normal. But of course, the trouble is that it comes at the same time as Zeman has made it clear that he is actually opposed to the sanctions regime. So even though he is, as it were, doing his job, he's also in some ways undermining the government's stated position in support of the sanctions.
And what is, in terms of trying to understand what Miloš Zeman's own thinking is on this, if he's going against his government, if he's... he's simply viewed as being either pro-Russian or pro-Putin. Is there anyone who would claim to understand his thinking in this regard? Is whether he prefers the Russian democratic model, or why is he so sympathetic in this regard?
Look, I think in part, Zeman delights in essentially being the troll president who actually sort of makes a fuss precisely through his controversial statements. We shouldn't think of him as some kind of Russian Trojan horse, though. I mean, he's not a Czech patriot. It's rather that he's sceptical of the European Union. He's sceptical about the extent to which the United States has influence over Europe. And certainly he feels a certain sympathy for Russia's position. But I think that the point is ultimately that at the same time, he enjoys the opportunity to basically push his own agenda, push his own personality, precisely by challenging the government.